Hi, I'm Scott Cooper, and this is the Tales from the Trail podcast by Match Play. In this episode, we bring back friend of the program, Roshan Patel. Roshan is back to tell us about a great soccer-centric game called Give and Go. It's a great story of how it started and how they got it to market. As you and your family head on the road for vacations, or if you're hanging out with your soccer-loving friends, take a deck of Give and Go cards with you to test each other's soccer knowledge. Thanks to Roche for bringing something new and different to the soccer world. Today's episode is brought to you by Pitch Invaders, the online apparel business dedicated to fostering community and growing soccer in the heart of America. Based in the vibrant soccer hub of Arlington, Virginia, Pitch Invaders proudly champions their slogan, "The Pitch is for the People." Their mission? To unite soccer enthusiasts nationwide through their unique blend of casual and athletic gear. But Pitch Invaders isn't just about clothing. They're about collaboration, partnering with clubs, associations, and more. They create exclusive merch designs that promote their brands together. And here's the kicker. Partners receive a revenue split on collaborative merch sales to help support them. From the streets to the stadium, Pitch Invaders products boast soccer-related sayings on the back like, "You got nutmeg," "Press machine," and "Golazo getter." So whether you're cheering from the stands or dominating the field, gear up with Pitch Invaders and join the movement. Visit pitchinvadersusa.com to explore their latest collections and become part of something bigger. Use the code MATCHPLAY at checkout for 15% off your purchase. Pitch Invaders, the pitch is for the people. You got a game coming out, man, and it's a
good one.
It sounds really cool. I haven't got my hands on it yet, but I can't wait to check it out. So you with Club 11 have a card game coming out that's soccer focused. I'll get out of the way. You tell me about it.
Yeah, for sure. Firstly, always thanks for having me, Scott. You know, I think we've done a few of these, one as recently as last week or the week before. So, you know, I know we briefly touched on the game there, but I'm glad to kind of be here and dive a little deeper today. So thanks for having us. You know, before I jump into the game and the why behind the game, I think it's important to understand just a little bit, you know, for the new listeners, you know, what Club 11 is and what we're trying to do there and what that's been over the last 5 years. But, you know, very simply, Club 11 is a media brand. We create a lot of soccer focused content, video, photo, editorial. It's focused primarily and specifically on soccer in North America. I think, you know, folks in America understand where their sport is going. The popularity of it at the youth level, the semi-pro level, the national level, the path and the journey that soccer has been on in America is something that we really try to capture in the stories we tell as Club 11. And, you know, we talked a lot about Club 11 last week. A lot of great things happening on that front. And one thing that we kind of always are talking about is, you know, how do we differentiate our brand? You know, how do we differentiate Club 11 and how do we do things a little differently? And, you know, this game is funny because it was almost kind of by accident in a way where last November, me and the guys were all up at my apartment in Salem, Massachusetts. We get together once a year just to kind of talk about Club 11 and you know, where we want to head the next year and reflect on the current year. And it was so funny because these guys came into town. You know, it was kind of like a adult sleepover, if you will, you know, five dudes crashing on couches, floors, just having a good time, having good conversation. And, you know, Gabe, the founder of Club 11, you know, he just kind of casually brought up, "Hey, you know, I've been playing like card drinking games with, you know, a lot of friends." And the one that he specifically called out was a game called Kings, which I'm not too familiar with, but I understand kind of the game dynamic there. And, you know, the whole point is trying to punish the other people in the room and have fun with it and, you know, quick thinking, quick action type stuff. And, you know, we looked around the room and we were like, "Hey, you know, why doesn't a good or great soccer one exist?" So we did just some quick Google searches. To be honest, we didn't find anything great out there. We saw some games, you know, that dabbled with the whole soccer theme and the drinking aspect and the trivia aspect. And, you know, initially going into it, you know, I had this vision in my head of, "Oh, this is just going to be like a soccer trivia game. You know, these kind of games get a little stale after one round. You can't really play it over and over and over." And then Gabe started kind of throwing out prompts, you know, that he was thinking about. And then all of the guys kind of started thinking in the same kind of fashion of, oh, okay, I understand how these prompts work. You know, they're not these closed-ended questions with one answer. These are very open-ended discussion-based prompts that, oh my God, like we're five like pretty knowledgeable soccer guys in a room. But even in the span of a couple minutes, we've learned so much about global football and soccer. So, you know, to kind of speed up the process for the listeners here, essentially what we did that night was instead of going out, we, got a little six pack and we sat in my apartment and we just wrote down 75 prompts on paper, just like a notepad of paper and, you know, mm-hmm. prompts, words. And, in the span of 20 minutes, we had these prompts ready to go and we just started pulling, you know, like, let's just see what happens. And, you know, we realized there was still a long way to go. I think we kind of felt that there was something there, but we didn't know quite what that was. You know, we knew there was magic being created in discussion, but, we knew there was still a lot of work to be done. So, you know, we ended the weekend, you know, we said bye to each other. And, you know, that's when my brain kind of got turning a lot, just in kind of, you know, where I've spent some time in the gaming industry and the collectible industry with Tops and Fanatics, but then also kind of understanding the digital kind of free-to-play game aspect as well. I started to kind of make a lot of comparisons with a lot of things that are already out there, but then also mechanics that we could incorporate to make this game fun. So, you know, that's what the last 3 months have been, is trying to get some sort of MVP product that we could start testing with friends and family. And that's exactly what we did. You know, come the end of the year, we had about 20 packs that we started handing out to friends and family. You know, us ourselves as Club 11, we'd go out and start playing this game with friends, getting feedback. And during that process, we started making tweaks. We started kind of working on more of the game dynamic. We wanted to feel like, you know, a free-flowing soccer game in a lot of ways. So the one thing I really like about this game that, you know, I'll give credit, full credit to the team, because they've kept me very honest in how to approach this. But the beauty of this game is there are no rules really whatsoever. You know, you open up a pack, you know, you shuffle them, you put them face down and you just start pulling, right? And each prompt is a little different. We have action-based cards, discussion-based cards, you know, those funny ones that are just kind of silly banter type cards. And we've created this kind of structure that is structured, but is also very flexible to allow our fans to kind of take the game any direction they choose. So we've moved really fast. I think we've been very strategic in how we've built the game. And we see a lot of potential in it. You know, at the end of the day, like, we want this game to be out to as many people as possible. And we've created a product that I think is high quality. But more importantly, it really brings people together to kind of enjoy more of the game when you're not on the field. So, you know, our motto, and actually the name of the game, which I don't think I've mentioned, is called Give and Go. And the motto that kind of came to us, which kind of helped us formulate the brand and the ethos, was, man, this thing like just fits, you know, in your little pocket. Like, you can take this game anywhere, you know? And, you know, what kind of came to our head was this idea of wherever you go, you know, wherever you go, take Give and Go with you, whether you're at the pub playing, whether you're in the living room, whether you're on the bus trip. You know, I thought back to my college days of being on bus trips for hours, being at a hotel, you know, overnight. And, you know, you want fun things to do, right? There's only so many movies you can watch on the bus. And to try and create something that was flexible enough for anywhere you go, I think was a challenge. But we found the beauty of that idea in just trying to create the most simple game possible. So that's kind of the backstory and kind of how we are here today. And, you know, I brought some packs that we just kind of printed pretty, we just got these delivered here in Charlotte last night. And we're going to be hitting the road and covering some US Open Cups this week to kind of be on the ground and start playing with kind of, you know, diehard, you know, soccer fans.
Right. So give me an example of, you know, one of the prompts
Oh yeah. Yeah, let me grab this other. This is kind of how it started. So this one's actually a cool one too, but you know, Give and Go really started as kind of a doodle. These were our first kind of packs where, you know, I just had the guys kind of take it and get creative with it. I mean, it was a blank white pack, but it did the trick. But here's what you can kind of expect from the cards. This one's funny. But you know, they looked very similar to kind of like what I would argue is Cards Against Humanity, you know, bold text, prompt, and then action. But you know, we've wanted to make this funny and fun. And you know, we know there might be some cards out there that not everyone's a fan of, but you know, this is really five brains working together to kind of come at it from as many angles as possible. So, you know, there was that iterative process of, you know, me proposing a question, the team being like, oh no, absolutely not. It's a little too, let's be careful there. But that's the beauty of this, right? Like we've left it open where the real magic will happen with the people that you're playing with. And, you know, I can say this confidently, but when you play this game with a new person, you're going to get totally different answers. And that, in my opinion, is the true beauty where, man, I'm learning every time I play this game now, I'm learning something new about soccer in America. And I'm going to share some questions with you because I think that'll kind of help maybe give you an idea of kind of, you know, how we thought about this. But yeah, this one's funny. This is like an action card. So it's, you show up to preseason overweight, so get up and do five jumping jacks.
Yeah.
You know, we all have a friend that, you know, and maybe I've even been there at times with preseason and just coming in a little bit, you know, overweight there, getting a little too comfortable. Yeah, this was a cool one. This one was actually really, really interesting. Because, and I'll actually show it first and then I'll kind of get to the point, but go around the group and name World Cup winning nations. Mm-hmm. So this one was so cool because for the majority of the times I've played with mostly guys, but I recently played with a couple females and actually William Mary, Alex Harrington and Emily Fredrickson mm-hmm. both played at William Mary. But, you know, in my head, we created this card with the intention of, oh, you know, male World Cup winning teams. And that's where your head immediately goes. And Emily mentioned U.S. national team. And I was like, that absolutely works. And it's right. an angle I didn't come at this with. Right. And from this time on, like since I played, that is going to be a trick I use. Not even a trick, but it's going to be something I use for that specific right. card. You know, we have to have the yellow cards and the red cards. So people really like these just because of the color. And, you know, we want people to like, you know, get into it, you know, which we hope they will. We have a Hand of God card, which is kind of like a freebie card to kind of protect you from some of the punishments that may come up in the game.
Oh, nice.
This one is a funny one, but it's a press conference scandal. So here you have to explain to the group what you did. Players can ask questions and determine if you drink or survive. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea of kind of how we've thought about the game. And, you know, look, we're not going out here and reinventing the wheel, right? I think what we've really tried to do is lean on a lot of great games out there, but then really figure out a way to make it soccer specific and target, you know, our soccer audience. And it's created a lot of magical moments, man. I mean, this game's been played in 8 states in the last 2 short months, played over 50 plus times by different groups of people from all over the world. And we've gotten some really great reception and we have a really great plan. And at the end of the day, I think I mentioned this with Club 11, but I really truly believe in this because of the team we have and the minds we have working on this. If I were to create this game, you know, in a silo by myself, I don't think it would have come out nearly as good as it is. And I think that was the power of kind of collaborating together with the guys at Club 11 and figuring out, hey, what are we going for here? You know, right. The goal isn't to make money right now. Sure, we have a plan around how we potentially see this going. But the goal right now is how do we get this out to as many people as possible? And at the end of the day, if this game gets out to 10 people, we're confident those 10 people are really going to enjoy it. But, you know, we like to set ambitious goals. And, you know, we're going to be launching a Kickstarter very soon here. Probably will end up happening mid to late April. And we have kind of a fun little strategy around how we're going to try to increase that engagement, get people excited. And, you know, we can sit here all day talking about it, but really the magic happens when you're with your friends or your family and you're, you know, sitting back having a good time. So yeah, absolutely. We're waiting for that moment and it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. It sounds like the combination of a bunch of different like fun games that like everyone loves playing, but it's about the topic that everyone loves, right? That's going to listen to this. So it's like the perfect meld of a bunch of different great stuff. So I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah, I will make a trip down to DC and we'll play together in Arlington next time I'm back down there.
Sounds great. How do people get it?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we're going to be doing a Kickstarter campaign. And for folks that aren't familiar with Kickstarter, it's essentially a way to kind of crowdfund money in a way.
Right.
Normal people like you and me can come onto Kickstarter and help what they call back a project. So how it'll work is we're going to have a Kickstarter campaign where we'll have all the details of the product. We'll have, you know, details around our story and how we got to that point. Mm-hmm. And then how Kickstarter typically operates is you have a few different tiers that you offer. So you have, you know, hey, I'll back your project for $1 and hey, maybe you'll get a sticker. Or hey, you know, this is what we're going to be doing as our base pack, our base white pack. That will be at, you know, a $20, $25 price point. The second pack will be at a $30, $35 price point. And we have a few extra ones too, where, hey, if you are willing to back this project in our very early days, like we want to reward you with more things. So, you know, this pack right here is what we're calling kind of our Give and Go kind of premium super fresh pack, where Give and Go, we've created a little bit of a brand around this idea of Give and Go super fresh. Kind of leaning on my Topps days of, you know, they have a card called Topps Chrome and it's like their premium type product. I wanted to have a little fun with it, man. And I wanted to start incorporate, you know, some of the great things about trading cards and collectibles that fit so naturally well into, you know, a simple card game. So to answer your question, you know, we're going to be having a Kickstarter campaign. We're going to set kind of a target of trying to raise around $10,000. And, you know, we can exceed that. The hope is that we can exceed that. At the very least, we have to hit that. But I feel confident in kind of the work we've put in and the vision that we have for it. And, you know, we want to try and create, getting back to kind of the connection with Club 11, right? Like part of our goal with Club 11 is to kind of grow the game and tell the right soccer narrative here in America. And, excuse me. As we thought about this game, right, we truly see this game as a way to educate people and bring people together. And I think when you think about building community, sure, we're trying to build community on the Club 11 side around all these really talented creatives that we get to work with. But when you think about the community that we're trying to build, we want to build that human connection. And we just thought a game that you can take anywhere that is going to be very affordable to get, that can create a lot of magic and a lot of fun. You know, as a soccer fan, wow. Like I couldn't really ask for more, especially, you know, as it relates to a soccer game. So,
right.
Yeah, a lot of good things coming, but, you know, still a long way to go. And yeah, we've been putting in the work for sure.
Cool. All right. So I'm definitely going to promote it.
Yeah.
So it should be available. When's the Kickstarter going to launch?
So we're looking to launch the Kickstarter the third week of April.
Okay.
We're going to be announcing, so, you know, a little shameless plug, you know, we'd love the follow on Instagram, right? I think we're going to try to drive as much engagement as possible as we announce this game and start to kind of drop more information about the product and, you know, all the fun things about it. But we just want to be hyper focused on, you know, doing it the right way and not rushing anything. So, you know, we are going to officially announce it. Last week of this month. So, you know, just over a week from now, and we'll have this 1 month hype up period to kind of share it with people, start playing it with people, and hopefully start creating content on the ground with people. But yeah, you know, we'll have the announcement, we'll have, the launch itself, and that launch will run for about 4 weeks. But you know, our hope is we can build as much hype up before the launch date so we can have that, you know, momentum going right into, you know, getting these people and, these supporters to kind of, get one for themselves.
Right on. Yeah. Okay. Cool, man. Well, it's exciting, and I'm excited for you guys, and it should be, I can't imagine it not being well received. So
yeah, you know, hopefully we don't offend too many people. I think we've kept it pretty G-rated for the most part, but you know, well, I'm sure we'll jump back on in a few months' time to talk about lessons learned or things we're working on. But you know, we're already aggressively thinking about kind of what phase two looks like after the Kickstarter. I think Kickstarter is great, but it's not really the thing that we're looking to tell us like, hey, this is, you know, this is what we want to do. Like, this is what we want to do. This is what I want to do. And we believe in the plan. And, you know, where this gets super exciting and super interesting is, you know, think of this game as like the base game, you know, the thing that you start with, the starter pack, if you will. But where this gets super fun is when you think about all the fun expansion packs that, you know, can slide right into this game and kind of take it different directions and stuff like that. A perfect example that I kind of have been learning a lot from is Cards Against Humanity. They've created this entire ecosystem around their base game, and they got that right first. And then they, you know, had the option and opportunity to kind of think about, you know, other angles and other audiences. And that's kind of how I want to think about it as well. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, in the best, cards in Cards Against Humanity are kind of the ones that make you a little uncomfortable or blush, you know? So, you know, those are, that's kind of what makes it fun a lot of times. So
yeah, it keeps you on your toes, man. And, it truly does. I hope people enjoy it. I think, like I said, this has been a real true team effort. I mean, this was Gabe's idea that he just kind of casually brought to the table, you know, one fateful weekend in Salem, Massachusetts. And from there, I think we all saw the opportunity and we all started moving. And, you know, this is the result of a lot of time and effort, but it's also the result of seeing an opportunity around soccer in America and how we can inspire people to play and how we can educate them in the right way. So, we love it, but it's not really about what we love. I think we want the people to love it too. And I think we have a good plan to make that happen.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, man. Well, looking forward to it, and I can't wait for the audience to experience it. So appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No, yeah. Thank you for having me again, as always. And I hope we get to play together very soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay. If you're enjoying the podcast and find it valuable, please consider visiting buymeacoffee.com/matchplay. These small donations collectively help offset costs and other expenses associated with production of the podcast, so I can continue to offer this service for free. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on matchplayrecruit.com for our social media links. See you on the trail.